Psalm 89, Part 2, Preface. When Jesus once put the question to the Pharisees, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They answered, "The son of David." By this answer they meant to say, Christ would be a descendant of David, and only of David. They meant he would be only a man who would restore David's earthly kingdom. Therefore Jesus put to them the further query, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" Matthew 22:42 and following. Jesus Christ is both David's son and David's Lord. And being David's Lord, he is the eternal God. Jesus Christ is man, born of the seed of David in the fullness of time, and he is God, born of the Father in eternity. This fact, that Christ would be God and man in one person, ought to have been well known to the Pharisees, because there are so many testimonies for it in the Old Testament. So the Father here calls him the firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth, and describes his dominion as lasting forever. In this mystery, that in the one person of Christ, divinity and humanity are united, rests our salvation. Being man, he was capable to suffer and die, and his divinity gave infinite value to what he did and suffered. Because in Christ, God himself bare our sins on the cross, because Christ's blood is God's own blood, Acts 20:28, therefore, we know that the ransom paid for us is of infinite and everlasting value. Verily, he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him. Of this we are assured in the second part of the 89th Psalm. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. Summary. This text testifies of a chosen one who is mighty, upon whom God has laid help. This chosen one is the one seed of Abraham, that one son of David, of whom the Father says, Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 42:1. There is but one mediator, Jesus Christ, from whom we bring all our help. In him the covenant is sure to all them that believe. But he warns us that we who have received the covenant should not turn again to sin. If the righteous man who was once justified turns from his righteousness and willingly sins, he must die. Ezekiel 18:24. Yet God will not utterly take away his covenant from the earth, though many fall away. If we cast away the covenant, it will be given unto others. It is not bound to a certain people, nor limited to a certain land, but it must always endure. Christ must and will have his seed on earth while the moon lasts. Keep the covenant and sin not. But if you have sinned, repent and return as Peter did. Prayer. We glorify thee, O God, our most merciful Father in heaven, because thou hast given us a Savior, of whom we know that he is able to save even the greatest of sinners, and because in him thou hast made a covenant which shall endure forever. And since thou hast so graciously received us into this covenant in holy baptism, grant us also grace to walk therein and to reach the end of faith, the salvation of the soul. Amen.